After posting our video podcast on January 25th of this year about the statutory fee limitation on a resale certificate provided by a property owners association, I continue to get lots of calls from agents. The agents are complaining to me that the associations are still charging for additional items over and above the $375, such as a statement of account and inspection, and refusing to provide the resale certificate without receiving payment for those other items, arguing that these additional items are necessary to provide the information required of the resale certificate. The fees are often as high as $750 for those additional items. Clearly, this practice is in violation of the statute. Section 207.003C of the Texas Property Code states, a property owners association may charge a reasonable and necessary fee not to exceed $375 to assemble, copy, and deliver the information required by this section. I reiterate, it says to assemble, copy, and deliver the information. Assembling means gathering the information. The $375 then covers the gathering of this information. No additional statements needed. An association who refuses to provide the resale certificate once it is ordered and paid for, not to exceed the $375, subjects the association to the damages set out in the statute. Section 207.004B states that if the association fails to deliver the information timely, the owner may seek a judgment against the association for $5,000 plus court costs and reasonable attorney's fees. So, in my opinion, failure of the association to provide the resale certificate without first paying for a separate statement of account and inspection could subject the association to a $5,000 damage claim from the owner. As stated in my previous video, I have had luck in getting the association to back off of these additional fees when I direct them to the statute. However, I have no confidence that the associations correct their practices so that uninformed sellers are no longer paying these additional fees, nor do I believe many associations are aware of the new law. If you experience this issue with your association or the association for your seller, please share this video podcast. With knowledge of the new law, I hope the associations will come into compliance. Thank you for your support of Allegiance Title. We are here to serve you and your clients.